Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Both at the end of Deuteronomy 9 and here in chapter 10, we are reminded of Moses, the intercessor. What a beautiful picture he is of our two intercessors. Remember how many times he had to climb up and down Sinai? Say, we also have an intercessor up on high. Quote, who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Romans 8:34. And who is our intercessor down in the valley experiences of life? Quote, likewise the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Chapter 8, verse 26. We're well looked after, Christian. It makes me wonder how unbelievers get out of bed in the morning, with no friend in high places and no friend in their heart to help them in times of need. Here's Moses on the mountain. Quote, I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord God, do not destroy your people and your inheritance, whom you have redeemed through your greatness, whom you have brought out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Do not look on the stubbornness of this people, or on their wickedness or their sin. That's Deuteronomy 9, verses 26 and 27. See also chapter 10, verse 10. That's exactly what Jesus does for us. Quote, who is he who condemns? Christ, our advocate, pleads his own death and resurrection as guarantor of our full redemption. And Moses in the valley? Listen, quote, and now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all in his ways, and to love him and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Chapter 10, verse 12. Just so, the Spirit encourages us to crown Jesus as Lord, to honor, walk with, love, and serve him all our days.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.